7:50 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We've got two producers for the morning show. Kyle is relatively new, and he does a great job. Jesse is here this morning and works with us 2 days a week, and she's getting ready to leave us. She's blowing us off for a gig out in California. We'll be talking a little bit more about that, but we will miss her greatly. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Representative Kate Siegel from the Battle Creek area. Representative, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Before we dive into the health exchange issue, just wanted to get your take on the reports that have been released about Enbridge Oil and the oil spill, some scathing remarks about Enbridge and their handling of that.
Yes, and it was. And if you haven't had a chance to talk about the details, and one of the most concerning parts about that for me is that Enbridge ignored the safety procedures that they put in place after a similar oil spill in Grand Rapids in the 1990s. So when they talk about the fact that they've already implemented new safety procedures and something like the Kalamazoo River spill when it happened again, they've already proven that they've ignored safety procedures that they've put in place before. And unfortunately, Wisconsin is now also dealing with the cleanup from another Enbridge line that is also spilled.
You know, Enbridge wants to upgrade a current pipeline here in Michigan. That means they're going to have to be digging again. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's two different sides of this. I think there's one side that they are putting through crude oil, and there's a federal study going on right now about what crude oil does to the pipelines and what type of material should be used to protect our environment, and that report is not available yet. However, Enbridge is trying to rush through the permitting process and do it by section. And when you do it by section, you don't have to have an environmental impact study of where the pipeline is going throughout the entire state of Michigan. This pipeline crosses our entire state. So I really think they're trying to do a duck and hide on what they're doing, and I think the Michigan Public Service Commission should be putting the brakes on and studying how best to do this. We know we use oil in practically everything we do every day, but we also need to make sure that we aren't putting this through without protecting those that live along that pipeline and our environment while doing so.
Do you think they'll get those permits, or do you think the red flag that the spill created will just be too great?
Unfortunately, I don't think the red flags have been noticed enough, not only by our state, but by the regulators as well. The chairwoman of the National Transportation Study Board that was talking about the report they did on Enbridge had very specific comments that if we don't change the regulatory environment, then it will not be if this ever happens again, it will be when. And that should really concern us with our Great Lakes and our water supply in Michigan.
Last question about this. How is Battle Creek? How is the river? What do you see? What do you hear from the people you serve?
Most of the river is now open. People are glad to be having some of the improvements made along the river, but there is still oil in it. You still have to restrict how much time you spend on the river. But I think a lot of people appreciate the resources we have now that may have taken it for advantage before, but also want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Can you swim in it? Can you fish in it?
No, not keep it and eat it, definitely not. You can, basically, they don't recommend long periods of swimming or being in the water that much, but you can do some canoeing and get back to enjoying the shoreline a little bit.
All right, let's talk about the health exchange. This has created some interesting debate. We have the Senate, which is Republican, which has moved forward on this. You have a Republican governor who wants to move forward on this in regards to, as opposed to relying on the feds to create Michigan's own health exchange. But you have the Democrats in the House who are dragging their feet, and they've basically said, Kate, we're not going to deal with this until the election.
That's the Republicans.
Or the Republicans. Excuse me. Let's clarify. We don't. I can see the tweets coming in right away. So we have the Republicans who are dragging their feet, and they're basically saying that they're not going to deal with this until after the election.
You know, they have stalled since last November. The Senate Republicans passed a bipartisan bill last November and sent it to the House. And the House Health Policy Committee has now had 12 hearings on the issue. And we are now to the point where we are asking the same people that testified last year and earlier this year on the issue to come back and testify. The Supreme Court has ruled it is here. There are some good parts to the bill that would stop people from getting kicked off their insurance for pre-existing conditions, help seniors with their prescription drug costs in the donut hole, and also help people who are trying to buy insurance individually have an easy way to do that. We talked a lot in the hearing about Expedia and Travelocity and Hotwire, et cetera. We make it so easy to buy a hotel room anywhere in the United States for the night. But we want you to jump through hoops and be, you know, completely overwhelmed with information when you buy health care. And that's not good for our citizens, and that's not good for our state.
Several times we've tried contacting health policy chairperson Gail Hines, and she continues to decline to come on the program to talk about this. What are you going to do about this, especially in regards to getting a bill through?
Well, I'm going to keep pushing the issue. I moved in committee on Tuesday. I asked the chair at the end of committee what her plan was for moving this committee forward. And she said, we're going to keep learning. And I said, you know, with all due respect, we've had these 12 hearings. I move Senate Bill 693 to the floor. Bankruptcy is still the leading cause, health care expenses are still the leading cause of bankruptcy. And that infects a lot of people in our state. The other thing it does is it puts our state behind in the cost of having an exchange where our federal dollars are going to other states. Those federal dollars should be coming back to Michigan to help us implement this and make it so much easier for everybody and have it Michigan-based. We could be using Michigan businesses right now. We could be making sure our Michigan insurance companies have first crack at this and making sure Michigan is the one benefiting from this exchange. And instead, we're waiting and basically going to tell the federal government to come in and run the state for us.
All right, final question for you. No one can answer this question. Hopefully you can, especially from the perspective of the House. What's the real reason that the feet are being dragged on this?
Well, since I'm not in the Republican caucus, I don't know, but I will tell you it sounds an awful lot like politics in election year. And this is health care. It is the basic need all of us have if we get sick. And instead of doing and helping people that don't have access to doctors and the health care they need, they're dragging their feet to play a political game. And it's an expensive one at that. They're wasting our dollars instead of putting that to good use to help our Michigan businesses and Michigan citizens.
Well, Representative Siegel, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 66 degrees on this Thursday morning.